Tourism Director Leslie Ross wants a hook when she talks to cruise lines. She wants something that will entice the companies to bring their ships to Haines and tie up at the Port Chilkoot dock.
What I would like to do, and what we are working on, is to have a good, strong proposal to go forward with the ships.
Ross and Borough Economic Development Director Bill Mandeville have been working on a waiver proposal along with the Tourism Advisory Board. There are 42 port calls planned for Haines this summer for a total of about 43,000 passengers. By borough estimates, each passenger that walks off the ship will generate about $5 in sales tax revenue. Mandeville, Ross, and the advisory board suggest waiving dock fees would entice more ships to come here with more passengers and in return provide an infusion of sales tax revenue. They developed two options for waiving the whole fee or a percentage of fees for cruise lines that commit to Haines. But at least two Alaska economists say it's not that simple.
In the big picture, I think things like port fees are relatively minor factors.
That's Ginny Fay. She's an assistant professor of economics at the University of Alaska, Anchorage. She used to serve as director of the Alaska Office of Tourism and Economic Development in the State Department of Commerce. She says a waiver might make cruise lines look more seriously at Haines, but there are many other factors that play into their decision about whether to come here. For example, if there's enough infrastructure, shore excursions, and money-making opportunities for the ships.
It might be that if you waive the port fees, you might be able to convince the cruise companies that you would like to have an open dialogue with them and do planning. But I think in order to have favorable investment, worthwhile investment, it would be good to get the Northwest Cruise folks and the companies that are running the ships to sit down with people in Haines and make some kind of plan. Because otherwise, the cruise ships will say, well, the lower fee is attractive to us, but you don't have anything to offer us.
One of Fay's colleagues at the university agrees that an incentive program to waive dock fees is no guarantee that cruise lines will come. Economics professor Steve Colt writes in an email that the question of whether a waiver would draw more cruise ships is almost impossible to answer objectively. He says it's like asking if subsidizing a sports stadium will attract a team, and then if a team will attract fans. Fay says part of the uncertainty is that cruise lines are notoriously private about how they go about choosing ports. That was clearly illustrated when we tried to ask the cruise companies about that. One declined to comment, and three did not return emails or phone calls. The Cruise Lines International Association of Alaska also did not respond to requests for comments. While the economists say there's no guarantee a waiver program would work to draw more ships here, some on the local commerce committee say there's not much risk in trying. With such low docking fees anyways, the borough would lose little by trying the idea. Most ships have enough passengers that, on average, they will provide more sales tax revenue than is lost in docking fees. Here's Assemblymember Diana Lapham.
We need an excellent incentive to bring the ships here to see what we have. I think once they come and see what we have, it's like I was saying earlier in the meeting, it's a hand in glove, because then their people are good, their visitors are going to want to come back, there's going to be a heightened awareness of Haines.
But Haines resident Carol Tyneman agreed with some of what the economists say. She says that having the lowest docking fees in Southeast hasn't lured more ships here already, so why would waiving the fees altogether make a difference?
So the real question is, why weren't they coming? We need to know why they weren't coming, not how can we lure them with zero fees. We may lure them, but we may be taking a big risk that doesn't solve the problem.
Tyneman asks, if we lure them here, do we have the capacity to serve them? The Commerce Committee will discuss the waiver proposal again on June 4th before making a recommendation to the Assembly. Reporting in Haines, I'm Margaret Friedenauer.